Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. Rejoice. I woke up, man. I'm just like, I'm tired. I'm tired. I gotta head to Chicago today, so it's gonna be one of those early days. But I want to go through this. Yesterday, we went over that you know, you're righteous and you're justified. And I want to kind of keep going on that vein. If you go to Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified or set forth as righteous out from faith, we have peace." And that's that state of undisturbed well-being. We have a peace out from God, and the dividing line is our Lord Jesus Christ. The dividing line is the Lord Jesus Christ, the line in the sand. Once you believe in the name of His Son, you're righteous. Verse 2, "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope in the glory of God. And not only so, but we rejoice also in tribulation." Now, I want to kind of go through this because as a believer, it, you know, everything takes time. Everything takes time. And this is the perfect verse for this. Again, verse 3, "And not only so, but we rejoice also in tribulation or afflictions, knowing that tribulation, it affects our patient enduring." So you first have to have the tribulation. Then after tribulation, you learn how to have, and it affects your patient enduring. And then patient enduring experience. And that's the state of being tried or having been tried. You're going to go through things. And once you're being afflicted, you have to learn how to do it with a patient, with being, it's enduring patiently is actually the way I like to frame it in my mind. It's enduring with patience. But it takes time in order to do that over and over and over again until you've experienced that. Until you've experienced being in a state that while you're being afflicted, you can be chill. You can endure it evenly. And that's going to be time and time and time again. And at least that's what happened to me. That's what's happened to me. To the point where when bad things happen, it's okay. Again, I'm going to start back from the beginning in verse 2, "By whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we rejoice also in tribulation, knowing that tribulation, it affects your patient enduring. And patient enduring experience, or the state of being tried, and experience hope." That's the expectation of future good, and hope. That expectation of future good will not cause shame. Once you've gotten to a point where you have experienced being patient and enduring things with an even temper during the time like that you're being afflicted over and over and over again, you start to have hope. The expectation that it's going to be all right. The expectation of future good. And God says that hope will never cause you shame. Now, I want to look up the word shame this morning, and I went to the Webster's 1828, and I love the Webster's, that 1828 version, because it's the most accurate when it comes to the word. But the definition of shame is to make ashamed, to excite a consciousness of guilt or of doing something derogatory to reputation, to cause to blush. You're never going to feel bad about it. I'm never going to feel bad knowing that God is going to take care of a situation, and I can stand on that, and I can face people face to face, and I'm not going to blush. I'm not going to feel bad. I'm not going to, you know, shame myself about it, because my God takes care of things. And you got to get to a point in your life where your God, the God Almighty, you have a respect of that. You know he's there for you in every situation. You know that you know that you know that God is going to take care of you, and you can stand on that in your life and be, I don't know, a peacock about it. Be proud about that, knowing who your Father is and what He's given you. Tribulation, it affects your patient enduring. Your patient enduring experience, and it finally experience hope. And that hope will never cause you shame. The expectation of future good. Where do you sit in your life? Where do you stand in your life? Where do you place the things that matter? The things you hold important. Where do you put them? You give them to God. Have a great day, a beautiful day. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that's going on. I pray for the trip today, that it's a peaceful trip, and then I get there and get back, and it's just joyous, Father. I thank you for the moments of my life again, and that you clear my mind and get me thinking straight this morning. I also thank you for just everything that's going on, that you kind of slow it down and give me the energy to finish everything that needs to get finished, and that I do it without murmuring or complaining. And I thank you for just my family, and just that we can just sit out there and hang out, and for the place you've put us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.